I'm here with
Johnny
and Sarah
and Aaron.
All right, and today where are we?
We're in Springfield, Ohio.
That's right, Springfield, Ohio, in the middle of nowhere again, for another bonus episode.
How does that make you feel that you live in the middle of
nowhere? Yeah, do you guys like living in the middle of nowhere?
I tell my family that we're farmers, or we're practically farmers, because behind us is, I think it's soybeans right now, but in front of our house is corn. We're surrounded on like three sides.
Do you ever just go across the street and pick a couple ears of corn off?
It's feed corn for animals. You could eat it. If the zombie apocalypse happens, I think we're okay, because we've got...
The soy zombies
are all going to come out of the corn for
Oh, man, okay. So when we first... You good?
Yeah.
When we first moved here, we were going to have a housewarming party, and it was right around Halloween.
Yeah.
So I was spray painting some chains. We were decorating. Spray painting some chains black. So I'm out in the front yard, and I've got these chains hung up, and I'm spraying them. And it's windy, and the dry corn they hadn't harvested yet is swaying.
Oh.
I had just watched Children of the Corn.
Yes.
I'm like,
yes, that's exactly what I'm thinking about.
Nope, I am done, and I ran. I ran back.
Yeah, well, where I live, because I live like 10 minutes from him, but where I live and I drive to work, there's cornfields continuously. And I'm like, if a kid ever runs out, just leaving him back there.
Yeah.
Not stopping. If I hit him, I'm keep going.
All right, so we're here with Sarah and Aaron again. This time, though, we're not going to talk about that silly toy show that happened. That was a huge success. We all loved. We're here to talk about cosplay, because Sarah's a pretty fantastic cosplayer and has some cool stories to share. I'm sure you have some cool stories to share about your wife cosplaying and the men at the at conventions.
Yeah.
He calls me Mrs. Roma Collectibles, so I'll call him Mr. Mercenary.
Okay.
That's fair.
So Sarah, your cosplay name is Mary Mercenary.
Yes.
And it's Mary Mercenary on Instagram and Facebook, right?
Yes, correct.
Because you fear Twitter, as we learned last time we talked to you guys.
I don't understand Twitter.
There's not enough letters on Twitter.
Well, they've made some changes. They're making changes, but that's...
I'm too old
different
for
story.
This. I'm too old for Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
you and Danny Glover.
Yeah.
I'm just shaking my head.
I watched Lethal Weapon the other day, so I was like, you know, that's
it's all on Netflix now, right?
Right, but when you're at work and you can't watch it, you can listen to it on your phone.
You
and
go.
It's like, you know, that's one of those things where as soon as it's in your ear, it's like, I'm too old for this shit. And it's like, it's in your ear.
So now you gotta cosplay as Murtaugh.
I'll be Riggs.
Dude, you need the mullet.
The mullet.
Okay, the mullet. Yeah.
Okay, so next year for Dragon Con. He'll be Riggs. You'll be Murtaugh. He'll grow the mullet out now and then.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, there we go.
I like it. You gotta gain like 100 pounds.
I was gonna say, I'm more curious to see when you grow the mustache.
Yeah, to look like Danny Glover.
That might be a little challenging.
Start doing some hormone replacement to grow a mustache. Like we have to really sell this cosplay.
Wow.
Anyway,
you've gone too far.
Too far. Well, you're gonna have to get anti-Semitic and start yelling at cops and people. So anyway,
there you go.
But all right. So
and the podcast is in.
Thank you, everyone.
Did you quit yet?
Not yet.
Okay. All right, so
the day's not over yet.
So you do cosplay at the conventions you go to with Aaron with the toys, and you've done this Girls of the Finest calendar for 2 years? And this will be the third?
This is the second year that I'm working on it. This is the first year I'm in it.
Cool. And we'll talk about that, and we definitely want to hear your cosplay stories and kind of what goes into... I got to look at your Murderbot... body thing there.
You did it too, didn't you?
I was like, what is that? That is so creepy.
Yeah, my craft room is really, really disgusting mess right now. So I told both of them.
That thing's magnetic, though.
It's like a torture. It looks like a torture chamber.
I want to go look at the mannequin.
I told
got a good story about that.
I told both of them, please don't go in there. I'm really embarrassed. So, of course, they both go in there.
Go into the cosplay room.
And,
all right. What's the first thing you see? Now, if you didn't want me to go in there, go ahead, check it out. I'm like, I don't care. Yeah. So, wait, you want me to be interested in this? I'm not interested.
Look at all my fabrics.
No, that's fine.
Well, no, so I have that at my house with my wife.
Okay, with
she does like stuff. Bags and stuff, which maybe we'll put a couple of those up to sell on the website and see what happens.
Yeah, you should.
Anyway, but we have fabric everywhere.
Yeah. I know.
Whereas in my house, there's toys everywhere, and I'm like, you know, she said it's a mess in there, and I walked in there and went,
it's
you haven't seen a mess yet.
You've got shelves and everything's organized.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I'll show you.
There's books on the shelf. I've got books on the floor.
My office is starting to get it's becoming a mess, which I have to like deal with.
Mine's an organized mess though, and hers is perfectly nice.
I have stacks of comics all over my home office.
Well, I cleaned this office specifically for you guys. Thank you. If you would have seen it 3 days ago, boxes stacked up everywhere.
Damn, that we why didn't you just leave them like that?
He's not lying.
Yeah, we hid all of it.
Nice.
When you leave,
it's all behind that.
It's all behind the curtain.
No.
Let me see. Yeah, there's like
nice
boxes of stuff.
What's that old man doing back there?
What's that Street Fighter?
The old man that's dressed like Oz back there. What is that?
Ooh, nice.
Which is actually a customer, a good buddy of mine that I got a mail to. All
right, so cosplay.
So cosplay.
All right, so you make your own costumes for the most part?
It depends on what it is. Like, I was telling you earlier, I hate sewing.
Mm-hmm.
So I try not to do a lot of that. But I like fabricating, working with foam and trying to do armor and stuff. I love makeup. I love wigs. I like styling wigs. So it's just, it depends on what I'm doing. Some people strictly make their costumes. I have a friend named Jo who she just fabricates from start to finish. And some people do purchase more of those things. It just, whatever your skill level is, I think is
what you gravitate towards.
Has your skill level changed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've done several iterations of Zarana from G.I. Joe, and that was really one of my first costumes. But the first set of shoulder armor we made was just out of craft foam, but it was really bad, and we tried to stick it on my arm with double-sided tape, and it was really bad. And then a couple of years ago, I made new ones, and they got better. And now I'm making other things out of foam, and it's just kind of it's a progression, you know. So I have, my sewing skills have improved. I just don't.
How did you get into cosplaying?
So Aaron sets up as Roma Collectibles. And you
can't
guys remember,
see you when you do that.
He waves.
When you put your
hand. I guess you're right. I raised my hand for everyone listening.
But Aaron, we were still living in Florida at the time, but we had come up for a toy show, the Columbus Toy Show. And he said, well, why don't you come to the show and you can dress up? And I was like, well, what should I dress up as? And he said, well, it needs to be kind of a vintage toy. And so I'm looking through, and I remember G.I. Joe from when I was a kid, but I didn't really have a whole lot of them.
Right.
Naturally, the girl with the pink mohawk, I'm like, yes, that's gonna happen. And I put together the costume, and it was really bad. I'll show you guys. It was really bad. But I had a wonderful time.
Yeah.
And people knew who the character was, and it was fun kind of interacting with people, because I'm kind of introverted in my real life, but so it's neat to be able to talk to people
in the fake life.
Yeah.
In the fake life.
Yeah, it's the character.
Because this is my fake life.
You're not Sarah, you're
right.
The character.
Right.
Yeah. So it's a different thing when
Sarah as Mary Mercenary.
Yeah. There you go.
Gesturing again.
Where did that name come from?
Mary Mercenary. So I have a good friend named Amber, and when we were younger, we would go out dancing a lot. And so we'd go over to her house, and we'd just act silly and drink a little bit, and we made up this fake band called The Sneaks. And she was Zuzu B. Petals, who was a space robot, and I was Mary Mercenary, a pirate.
All right.
A space pirate. And it just stuck. And
this actually sounds like it could be on a G.I. Joe episode.
Is the G.I. Joe Star Jammers
crossover.
Well, it's
like Cold Slither with them showing up.
This is the G.I. Joe X-Men crossover.
Yeah, there you go.
Those are Star Jammer names if I ever heard them.
Yeah. So when I decided that I was going to actually start posting separately from Sarah, it was kind of like
Mary
a natural. It was like
awesome.
A natural pick.
Yeah, that I was wondering that, because I'm like, you know, there's times where you're like, do I call her Mary or do I call her Sarah? Because when you're in costume, I feel like I have to call you Mary.
It's still weird when people, because I've had people from Instagram.
Know her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just think it's Mary.
Yeah. And they call me, oh, you're Mary Mercenary. And I'm like, what? And you're like, oh yeah.
It was basically because
I've, you know, when I was still doing everything and everything was posted on my main page, I was getting a lot of people messaging me and a lot of people I didn't know wanting to be friends. And,
and it was, I mean, like anything, there's always that number of people who are a little weird in our community. And it was like, well, let's give you the fake name and the fake, not fake, you know, her cosplay name.
The cosplay
name. But it is like, you don't want certain people to know too much about your actual life.
Well, and you're not, like, going around and, like, you're not getting paid to show up at shows. You might be, I don't know. But you're not Jessica Negri or, you know, Yaya Han or whoever. Like, the big name ones.
Right.
You know,
Ivy Doom Kitty.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. You know, like, you're not, like, showing up.
To me, they're just doing that to make money.
They're not. I mean, you know, I heard certain ones are making, like, $25,000 a month with their Patreon, and I'm like, oh, my God, how do we do, you know?
Jessica Negri.
Get out there and put yourself out there.
Yeah, that's, like, for some of these girls, this is their job.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, which is great, but that's not.
Would you want it as your job?
No, I mean, I'm not really trying to get people, say, insta-famous.
Right.
I'm really enjoying being in this hobby because, and this is going to sound dopey and stupid, but I've made friends in this hobby.
Sure.
You know, we moved up here. I'm from Florida. So, you know, I don't have a whole lot of friends up here, but when I got into costuming, I made real friends who I talk to on a regular basis. So, you know, that's more important to me than somebody paying me to be at their show. Like,
If I had your friends in the room and $1 million, you would go for your friends and not the $1 million?
Oh, I'd take the $1 million, but they...
Okay, all right.
She'd take the $1 million and then mow all the rest of her friends down with, like, a machine gun.
You know how much
something.
Costuming supplies you could buy? You could buy, like, half a sheet of Warbler for $1 million.
Exactly.
But,
You just pay your friends to make the costumes for you.
Yeah, no, so that, like I said, that sounds really hokey, but that's what I'm in
that's
it
what
for.
It's, I mean, that's what the community's about. There's, like, too much of the... you know, competitiveness of it, that it's like, you know, you look at those people and you go, why do you act like that? I know this girl who just does it for fun.
Right. You know? There's, I really think that you should try to grow as a costumer in the hobby. That's great.
Yeah.
But it should be about helping each other.
Right, yeah.
You know, working together to get better. There's no reason for the competitiveness and, oh, she's better and he's better. And to me, that's just like, I don't want to be a part of that, so...
Competitiveness is for, like, sports things, and, you know,
well, I think part
if you're out on a field playing a game, it's like costuming's not a game, it's just something you do for fun.
I think part of it, though, is now that these conventions are, like, actively, like, seeking, like, hey, you know,
we'll
pay for you to come, we'll comp your room, we'll give you a table, that kind of stuff. Like, that's gonna breed that competitive nature, and, you know, I think there's more people like you who are really good at what you do. And just showing up and having fun and, you know, hanging out in Aaron's booth, but then still walking around and, participating in the costume competitions and things like that. Because I remember the first time I met you guys, you were dressed as Hellboy.
Right. Uh-huh.
And like you said, that's the only time you've really done that one.
Yeah.
And that's like my favorite one that you've done because it was so cool.
Yeah.
The most recent one that we saw you in was the like mid-transformation Mystique.
Yeah.
Which... was first off just a fantastic idea, but like the like all your work that went into that, it was very obvious. And you know, like we said the last time we talked to you guys, there's the pictures with you and Johnny on our Instagram page.
Yeah.
So
I think I was holding a gun.
Yeah, to his head.
He was really insistent.
Because I'm really
that.
Like, just hold a gun to my head. Just hold a gun to my head.
That's a lot of I get that a lot from guys. Or could you?
It's a weird fetish.
Or
well, when
I would have never thought of that way either. Like, you know,
well,
I just
that's
was like,
not you.
I'm
that's
just thinking
the rest
like,
of the
you know,
freaks out there.
I know who
like,
Mystique
oh,
is, and I'm like, she don't like humans. It's like, well, just hold the gun in my head.
Well,
it's like, you know?
It's like the one guy that we know who always has the pictures with like women and like waiters, waitresses, and they like they just all look really uncomfortable.
They all
with him. It's like, I don't want
to. Yeah, like the most
picture,
comfortable
but,
thing is
yeah.
hold a gun to the guy's head.
Yeah.
You know?
So
one of her costumes is she's got the full Baroness armor from G.I. Joe, which, you know, Baroness black clad leather.
Yeah.
You know, it's
oh,
it's
yeah.
almost like straight up dominatrix.
Oh, yeah.
And we've made her a riding crop You know, we bought a riding crop and put, you know, a cobra symbol at the end of it.
Nice.
And she doesn't wear the costume too much because there's a lot that goes into it. I mean, it's the full bodysuit layer of armor, layer of everything, and of course it's
just one Saturday night.
Can you sit down?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Can you sit down in that costume?
I can, but I can't
get back up.
Oh my god!
I can't go to the okay, this is common with costumes: is you can't always go to the bathroom without it being
an ordeal.
Yeah, right. You take it. You literally,
have to take
off.
A friend with you.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course, you can't really coerce yourself.
Yeah.
So the Baroness is one of those where it's really hard.
Right.
So you don't eat or drink. You're in that for. So anyway, yeah.
So I mean, she's been, you know, because of the riding crop, she's been approached. You know, when she gets photos, there's always those guys like spank my butt and
No.
You know, and some of them, it's funny because some guys are friends or we can all joke around.
Right.
And
yeah.
I know them.
But if it's a stranger,
but then some of the guys, it's a little on the creepy side.
They've
where
lurked past the booth. A
couple
times.
We've had guys make requests like, you know, what was the shoe incident?
Oh yeah,
the shoe incident.
He might listen to this though.
Well, anyways. One time
there was an incident with a shoe.
Well, she was walking around. She wasn't wearing shoes because, you know, high heels are painful to walk around in all day. I don't know. I mean, I've heard.
Concrete
floors. I don't know. That really sounds like
that
experience.
That did sound like experience, but it's not.
Hold on. So what are you cosplaying
what
as?
That
you're in heels
so
much.
I usually go as the overweight con goer in a black t-shirt and cargo shorts. That's my con costume.
Everybody wears that costume.
I know, everyone's the same.
And I'm the one that comes with a bright red or blue shirt on and everybody else is wearing black and I'm like,
yeah.
I stand out from the crowd.
But it was the thing where...
I like my Cyclops, my steampunk Cyclops shirt. That's
nice.
My go-to.
She was not wearing her shoes and had the photo and he goes, oh, well, let me hold the shoes for you. Which,
He said, I feel like I should hold the Baroness's shoes. So, or something like
that.
So, he's in the picture.
But it's one of those things where we're really good friends with him.
He's a
like,
nice
you know,
guy.
We,
yeah.
He's
like,
weird.
I see him every year at JoeCon, and we talk, and I love him to death. But it's, you know, it's one of those guys where we can have that weird conversation with.
Right.
But if it was anyone else, it would just be like, you know what? I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
It's not appropriate.
It's
kind of freaking me out.
But because, like I said, we've known him for years, and it just was kind of fun. I was like, yeah, let him hold the shoes and make
it
weird.
I
think at that
like
point,
that
if it's someone you don't know, you charge them.
Right.
It's like, you gotta pay me, like, $500 and like make it a price point where they won't pay so they'll
but
leave.
With him it's you know the most awkward when we see each other hanging
funny.
Out we can always make it awkward and it's
just
hilarious
boots now
yeah no but, no it was just one of those experiences
he's
where,
stiletto
if it was somebody else it would be weirder but because he's a friend it's what it is
I can remember like the first year that I went to Dragon Con with my girlfriend she has a like just a Halloween costume of Minnie Mouse and she's like can I take it with me and wear it? And I'm like, if you want to, I said, I'm going to warn you now. I said, weird things are going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what do you mean weird things? I said, there are guys at these shows that are kind of weird. I said, and they don't get boundaries.
Yeah.
And it happened. And I was like, and I said to her, I said, do you want to go back to the room and change? And she's like, no, I'm okay. She goes, but I'm not going to wear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But she had like two good incidences that balanced out the one because
right.
like
and there's
you're dressing as
those.
Minnie Mouse kids are coming up to you
and loving
and like,
it wanting
and
to
and
hug
I'm like,
you
I'm like that was the cool part of it this one guy like kind of ruined it but those kids made it where she was like I'm okay you know and it's like that's always the thing where I'm like I watch people at conventions and I'm like you know because people ask me why don't you dress up in costumes I said because I probably would end up punching somebody I don't have the patience for
Like, you know, sometimes for Queen City Comics, like, I'll do their social media and stuff, and I always ask, like, hey, can I take a picture? It's going to be on the Queen City Comics Facebook page, you know, but I still feel really weird doing it, and I'm, like, really particular about who I ask. Like, if they look like they're too young, it's like, no.
Or,
like,
overly sexualized.
The overly sexualized,
like,
I'm like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, like, the Slave Leias, I will never, ever do a picture of them, just because, you know, like, it's awesome that they do that and everything. It's just, like, I feel weird. Like, it's a me thing. And, like, you know, and I think what you guys do, it's art. Like, it really is. And, and, like, even, like, I don't know, like, there's the people who buy their costumes versus the people who, you know, or, like, the jumpsuits that you can buy on, like, superhero stuff now. Like, you know, it takes a lot of balls to do that anyway. Like, I think that's cool. Like, that's... you know, something I'm not necessarily comfortable with. Yeah. But at the end of the day, like, if that makes you feel, like, more connected to your fandom,
yeah,
you know, I think you should do that. But, like I said earlier, like, what you do, it's, you know, with the body paint and, like, the different costumes mm-hmm. and the prosthesis and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the body paint has to be the yeah. hardest part, I would think. Like, for me, I've done body paint for Halloween costumes. Yeah. And I'm like, it's really, like, you know, obviously you're not a sweater. Like, I sweat. And that, but I'm sure, like, in those costumes, you start to sweat, and then
yes,
it's just like, does it run?
It
sucks when it gets in your eyes. I do say that. I will say that.
I'll admit it. I'm a sweaty girl.
Yeah.
But I usually I don't do the full body paint. I do a lot of cat suits.
Right.
But it's the neck and the face. But I've learned to powder and finish it, so okay. that really seals it in. Yeah. But I want to get a airbrush system. So then I can not, I won't have to be reliant on the bodysuits because right. those get very, very hot and sweaty.
Right.
And I could do, it would be a lot easier to do the morphing mystique if I could really kind of feather
well,
out
the sure, like
the
if you
transition.
Were wearing like you yeah. know, you're wearing a tank yeah. top right now, if you could wear a tank top as yes. mystique or like her costume
yeah.
from the books and be able
the,
to paint
the white,
yourself.
Yeah, the white dress.
And be able
yeah.
to do the, like the phasing yeah. of the skin and that type of stuff. The airbrush system yeah. sounds like it would be a...
And that stuff is... like water, really water resistant,
oh,
sweat
okay.
resistant.
Cool.
So
yeah.
it's not going to come down your face, and you can touch your skin, and you can.
I remember
up.
Doing the Joker for Halloween one year, and like started sweating
yeah.
and just running in my eyes, and
yeah.
I'm like, this is the worst feeling ever.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we need to set up like a Patreon or GoFundMe for you to get people to fund that.
You know, honestly, that stuff, and I know you're making a joke. That kind of makes me like a tad uncomfortable. Is the when people like the Patreon thing is
well because we were talking about that before we started
yeah,
you know like the cosplayers who are out there and that's kind of how they're making their living
yeah.
right now
right.
and you know
go ahead
no I is you know I like I think more power to anybody who can like take a skill like that
yeah.
and have that non-traditional 9-to-5 work mm-hmm. life and get things done like I think more power to you I think it's very like entrepreneurial and,
right.
and artistic and things
right.
like that but at the same time it's like you know, it's like, oh, well, there's this sexy picture of me up against a train track this month.
Right.
Or the sexy picture of me in front
yeah.
of this building this month.
Yeah,
you
doing
know?
It
yeah.
as a Patreon
yeah.
is different than, like, when you go to a convention. If you're invited to a convention as a cosplayer and you're selling your pictures at the convention, to me, that's like an artist bringing their art
yeah.
to the...
Yeah.
It's like, you had to pay a photographer to get
yeah.
those pictures, and you had to print those pictures off, which means you paid money, and you're selling them for $20, and you autograph them. It's
yeah.
like, okay, that's cool. I'm like, but when you're setting up stuff where... You know, I just want money. Just
right.
give me money.
Yeah.
It's like, it's
right.
different. It feels different to me when you're selling it.
Yeah.
Compared
and you're
to
there.
Asking
yeah.
that it's just like, help me fund this
yeah.
new thing. But, yeah, it's when we first had her at my convention last year set up, it was, you know, we were talking about doing prints, and
mm-hmm.
she was really hesitant at first. About
yeah.
it. She's like, I don't know if I want to do prints, and... So we only made, a couple of...
Yeah, we didn't make that many.
Yeah,
you
had, like, three on the table.
A couple
of
prints
yeah.
and then, like, some photo or postcard size.
Yeah, we did the postcard ones.
But it was also... We also didn't have many professional photos of her at the time. That,
right.
You know, the photos we've had were, like, either taken with cell phones or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
We'd gotten them from someone else.
Right. So I don't really know where I'm going with this.
Surveillance camera.
Yeah.
At this point, you know... And you can look at your Instagram and, you know, I always see your pictures and I make comments on stuff and then hit like and all that. But, like, at this point, you have a friend who shot a lot of pictures of you as Black Canary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, like, were, like, some of the, like, coolest pictures I've seen
yeah.
of a cosplayer playing Black Canary.
And actually, we are, like, I am going to have some prints of that. I have two prints
yeah.
from that shoot and then I'm going to have a print of Mystique. But it is weird when people... Like, the first time somebody bought a print, I was like, you're buying a print of me. Like, that's my face.
But
you're
it's your
buying
art.
It.
Yeah.
Right. It's just I have to get
yeah.
used to that.
Because, I mean,
like,
I buy art prints from artists.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's
yeah.
like one of those things where it's like, it's just a print. It's not
right.
an original.
Right.
I don't care. I like it.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Or you do the signatures, the autographs,
yeah.
and the photos from celebrities.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I did a picture with Eve Miles this year. It's the first time, and I'll probably never do another one
yeah.
again. But not because it wasn't a fun experience,
uh-huh.
but because that's just not my thing. But I remember he was telling me, it's like, well, you know, some of them, you know, they don't like when you touch them or everything.
Yeah. Right.
And like, so I stood next to her, and I've told this story on the show before, but it's like, I was like, is this okay? Like, and
yeah,
like, and then she
like.
He's
joking with me before
yeah.
we walked up. Because I had one up and got her autograph, and he was like, you know, I don't know if I want to go up and do this or not. And he's like, do you think she'd let me lick her face?
Like, so just joking around. Like, how much would it cost? Because it's like,
and
you
know, I'm like,
everything had a price.
I said, you
know?
Probably don't even want to ask that
that's
question.
Something you don't bring up. So, yeah.
And I would never. But,
yeah, so then
know.
She gets up standing next to him, and I'm cracking up anyways because he looked so uncomfortable in the picture. But she literally looks at him, and I'm going to do this, and she turns to him.
Well,
because
I said, "Is this okay?" Because like she
yeah.
like stood kind of
close, yeah.
and like
she got
like
in.
She got like right in there,
yeah.
and like I was like, "Is this okay?" And she goes, "Yeah, it's not like this." And she grabs one side of my face and goes,
"Yeah,
like and like,
yes!
like she didn't lick me, but
she
like she was close.
Me,
like
but
I
the
felt
tongue
the
was like probably
I felt
like,
the wave.
Yeah,
yeah,
she's
yeah and I literally,
and we both
I
lost it.
I couldn't take the picture. I was like, I had to wait because I was like." I'm like, let me, and she's like, why are you laughing so hard? I told her, this is why I'm laughing so hard. And I told that story, and she's like, oh, okay. She's like,
so, yeah.
It's like, no big deal. But, like, you do see that where there are people that come up and, you know, you're buying stuff from somebody and they expect something.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, don't expect anything.
Right.
It's like, you know.
What can I?
Like, especially since you have a husband. And it's like, you know, there's a lot of the girls that do cosplay and they're single and you know they're single,
they're just there by themselves
and it's like, you know, I'm like if my sister did that and was doing that by herself, I'd be very uncomfortable for her.
We look out for each other, definitely, especially the women, because you know stuff happens, and I don't want to make light of it saying stuff happens.
Well, I mean, people get the wrong idea really quickly, like and when you're in a skin tight suit and you know, you look like some of you do.
Exactly.
It's and you're trying to be friendly to sell prints, and
it's
customer service.
People, I mean, even if you're not selling prints, you know, a lot of people misconstrue friendliness as an invitation.
Yeah.
Or they look at an outfit that they consider, you know, quote unquote sexy, even if
it's
not.
Baroness is a good example because it's kind of an S&M type thing.
Right.
And they're like, oh, you're into that?
Yeah. Like,
it's like, yeah. It's like, no, you're not into that.
Military,
like,
taking over the world. Yes.
No, not that.
Yes, I'm into evil corporations.
Yeah, exactly.
Being dominant.
Yeah.
And
so, sometimes people have an idea that you are offering things that you are not offering.
You're offering
things,
or
you're the bad version of that character, wink, wink, type thing, and all that.
Ooh.
It's like,
naughty Baroness.
Yeah, naughty Baroness. Yeah, exactly. Oh, you got a riding crop? What are you into?
Yeah.
It's one of those things where when you do the costumes, do you think like what other people might be thinking before you do something to it?
You know, at this point, I've kind of moved. You mean like? Them
like too revealing like too revealing or anything like that, like
I'm not personally, I don't really do a lot of the super revealing just because it's not me as a person. The most revealing one, well, I guess it depends on what your idea is. I mean, you could think my femme trooper, which is just a spandex, a lot of people would say, well, that's extremely revealing, you can see every line of
your
body,
you can see all the curves and that type of stuff,
but someone else might say, well, that's not revealing because you're covered,
right?
But
it's not like you're going out there in a bikini with a cobra helmet on and all that type of stuff.
It just depends on what your idea.
Some girls
do
that.
That's what she was wearing when we got here, though. So,
I was wearing a bikini
it's the giant
cobra helmet.
Yeah, just the cobra. She's like, hey. It's like,
and then I was in the same thing, and you guys were like, we got to get out of here.
It was really awkward for a little bit.
The bikini part was the awkward part.
See, I was more worried about Aaron wearing the helmet. I was afraid he was going to like run into something. So,
yeah.
Be careful.
But no, I don't do a lot of super revealing stuff just because.
Yeah.
But I don't worry. You know, I don't worry about it.
Right.
Right.
People are gonna think what they're gonna think. So you just gotta do what makes you happy. And if you are one of those girls or guys that wants to do the revealing costume, do it to it. Have fun. It's just.
The people who talk about the girls with the revealing stuff, right? It's one thing, but the guys who go dressed as the Spartans from 300. There is no clothes there.
DragonCon.
Yes.
So, like, there's a whole bunch of them. Like,
so
DragonCon, they came in like the first time that I encountered.
Were there 300 of them?
There was probably about 30 of them.
Yeah.
And they come in and they're literally like chanting, like, making noises as they're coming in, and you turn around and you're like, what the hell? hell's going on? Because at that point, you don't know what it is.
Are we under attack?
Yeah. Literally, it sounds like something's happening, and they come in, and it's like, oh, it's just the 300 guys.
Yeah. Well, they're a club. They have very, very specific requirements.
Well, it's like the 501st and stuff like that. Like, I imagine, like, there's, like...
Aaron, we should go to
Spartan. They have fitness requirements.
Right,
I have a friend that's he's in it, and he's
awesome.
He's I don't think he's technically allowed to participate yet because he's like a cadet or something.
He's chubby.
I'm
saying he's a great skier. They have the measuring tool
where they pulled it up, put it on him, and like
they check their fat index or whatever.
They measure per ab. Yeah. Like, you know, okay, this ab is you need to work on the left third.
Yeah.
Go do some crunches and then come back.
But they were doing the how, and I was
And you're like,
what's going on? I have
the best part is, like, you know, obviously Dragon Con, you've been there, I've been there. The parade.
Yes.
When they're doing the parade, like when they're coming down the street, they don't have to have like Star Wars music or anything like that. You just hear that how, and you're like, oh, here comes the 300.
We were not. I was in the parade as with the G.I. Joe group. Nice. Yeah. So we weren't anywhere near them. Unfortunately, we had the 501st. Was a couple behind us, and they had bagpipers, so that was cool.
Yeah.
And then there was like a random group ahead of us. It was like Dragon Con. I don't know if it was just called Dragon Con cosplayers.
Yeah, there's.
But it's just like a random group
but
of
it's
people.
The
ones who
show,
don't fit anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, the people out there may not know what this show is. It originally was just a comic book convention, but it's like blown up to the point that it is. I call it the San Diego of the East Coast.
Yeah.
Because, and I mean, they don't have like the, you know, celebrity announcements and TV show announcements and that. They have a lot of celebrity guests. They have a lot of comic book guests. And they have a lot of cosplayers. I think in like I haven't been there in 6 years now. Mm-hmm. But like in the 5 year period that I went there, the cosplayer part of it increased like massively.
Yeah.
And it's because of the parade. I think the parade is like a big part of that.
Yeah.
Well, they have the dress numbers, like the fairies and stuff is really big there too, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of there's a lot of steampunk.
Yeah,
a
steampunk,
lot of fairy looking people,
Star
fantasy.
Wars.
Yeah.
There was just people like walking around with like glow sticks stuck all over them. I'm like, I don't know if this is a thing or if you just wanted to dress,
it's
up.
Really, it's a good show to go to see the creativity.
Sticks,
so.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
I mean,
there was a lot of drag queens, which was really fun.
Yeah, cool.
They just
that started
out the bar.
Too, and it was like, huh.
That's really good cosplay in itself.
Yeah, I think there's some sort of unicorn thing. I don't know, but I had never been. It was my first time DragonCon last year.
Okay.
And I think I walked around just kind of like staring and like I didn't
but
know.
But you're ready to go back, aren't you?
Okay, so I got really sick. Really sick. Probably because the week up to it it was last minute, so I was trying to get costumes done and figure out what I was doing, and I, you know, wasn't eating right and not sleeping.
Planning. Organizing, yeah.
So Saturday night, I knew I was getting sick.
Yeah.
And so I stayed in. Everyone else went out, and I stayed in. But by Sunday, I was a wreck. And I came home on the mega bus and just snotting and sneezing. It was awful.
You were patient zero.
I was like, this is how I die on the mega bus. But I was.
So what did you cosplay back?
But I was you know, my friend Joe, she wasn't leaving yet, and she was like, so are you okay, how you doing? I was like, I don't ever want to go to this again, this was horrible. I didn't sleep, I didn't eat, I'm exhausted and I'm sick. I guess I didn't say I don't want to go. I said, I don't know if I want to do this. And then about an hour later, I'm like, yeah, I'm going next year.
Yeah.
And then we started planning and,
so now do you do multiple costumes for the, like, because it's what? It's 3 or 4
days?
4 days. 4 days.
Yeah.
Friday,
so are you
Friday
doing,
Saturday,
like,
Sunday, Monday. Usually people are leaving on Monday, but it's still going on.
Are you
going to
do 4 different or 3
on.
Different
I did
outfits.
5 costumes last year.
Whoa.
I have friends, Maggie and Joe, they brought, like, 12 or something, and they've got more.
Yeah, literally, like, at that show, and it's how many hotels now?
It's, there's...
Three
large
main
ones, and then there's the satellite.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of satellite. But at the Marriott down there, they have a giant lobby where it's just all the cosplayers, and you can go up and get pictures with everybody. Because everybody's like really cool in that. So like You could literally get a picture with people from G.I. Joe and Star Wars in the same picture.
I mean, that's why we go.
It's
show off your craft.
Yeah, it's literally like a free art show.
Cool.
Because, I mean, you pay to get in, and you just go in the lobby and you hang out. I've sat there and just, you people watch.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're people watching normal people. You're watching like C-3PO walking one way and Cobra Commander going the other way.
Nice.
And then there's the guy that dresses up as a Transformer. And you're like, how did he do that?
With the working Transformers.
It's really fun, actually, yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things with costuming where I think it's just, for me, I go, how did they do that? I want to know the ins and outs of how they make their costumes.
Yeah.
And
Because
it's like, damn, some of those people, you're like, you walked right off the screen.
You even said working on their craft, right?
Yeah.
So what do you do to get better? Like, where do you go? Like, what resources do you have that you use to say, okay, I want to learn how to do the foam better. I want to learn how to do the, you know, the brushing with the airbrush and the feathering and stuff like that. Do you have, like, a cosplay mentor? I know you're part of a group, so, I mean, there's part of that, but, like, is it on YouTube?
I'm really good friends with a couple of very good costumers, Maggie and Joe Colton. If I have really specific questions on how to do things, I can ask them, but...
Is that really her name?
Joe Colton?
Yeah.
I can't say what her real name is.
But, is that her...
That's what she goes by.
Mercenary type?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just wondering, because if her name really was Joe Colton and she got into this, it's like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, no. She goes by Joe Colton on social media and on the internet and stuff.
He was asking. He'll get her address from you. He wants her social.
Oh, poor Joe.
Mother's maid name. Con wife.
Joe is...
She's your con wife?
Yeah. But she's also my con wife. And her boyfriend is my con husband.
Nice.
So
he's your con husband.
Nope, we just high-five.
things get weird at Joe Con. But, if I have specific questions, I ask them, because she does. She's like a queen at sewing, but her boyfriend does a lot of fabrication.
Cool.
So I can, you know.
Do they have any like previous experience in costuming or anything, or do they just do it by getting into cosplay?
Yeah, they're
okay.
Technically,
you know,
amateur.
I've known cosplayers that used to work like in stage, so they have like costume experience from stage work and that type of stuff, and it's like they can do stuff that like you're like, okay, that looks like professional, because you were a professional at one point. And I always ask that about when I meet a new cosplayer. I'm like, did you ever do any? And they're like, you know, some of them are yes, some of them are no.
I think they just kind of jumped in.
Oh, cool.
As far as like the foam stuff and painting, it's YouTube. I just use YouTube.
Cool.
You can find, I use Evil Ted. Evil Ted has a ton of different tutorials on how to make curved things, helmets, armor, you name it.
Yeah, we've talked
about the different
stuff you make.
Yeah,
that,
so I...
Yeah.
His stuff is really, and it's really approachable too. So
awesome.
I do a lot of that.
All right, you want to talk a little bit about Girls of the Finest?
Yeah, I am in a G.I. Joe costume group. It's called The Finest, and we do a charity calendar. This will be the third year that we've done it. Our group is called Girls of the Finest, and I'm grabbing the calendar like I need to look at it. But the first year we did the calendar was. We had one come out in 2015, and basically what it is, it's female members of The Finest, and we're trying to showcase their costumes. It's not an inherently sexy calendar. It's not like a pinup style or anything. It's meant to show these girls and their costumes, and, you know, some of them have fun with it, and some of them are tough, but they, you know, these are all accurate to some version of G.I. Joe,
sure.
So it's basically like a calendar of action, living action figures. We have chosen military charities because a lot of our membership is either current or former military.
Right.
So it's kind of near and dear to our hearts. The first year that we did it, we did the Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay, cool.
And we collected $10,000 to give to them.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
We actually went quite a bit over our original goal. So... we got our goal, and people kept donating, and we got $10,000. So, last year we did the USO. We kept in line with the military charity. We collected about $9,550.
Yeah.
But as we improve with our kind of our organizational planning skills, we were actually able to give more money to the charity as we're learning how to cut costs with production.
Right.
Because there's the calendar to produce, there's other perks, t-shirts, patches. So we're
getting... that people donate, they get, there's different tiers of donations.
Yep.
And they get the calendar is like the lowest tier, like the one where you could say like, just throw a number out there. Like,
The calendar was $25.
Yeah.
And you get the calendar, you get a set of trading cards. It's going to have all of the girls, and you get like a postcard that's got the girls on it.
Cool.
You can do a t-shirt, I think was 50. Okay. So you get the t-shirt and then everything below 75 was
and
a patch.
And the t-shirt says Girls of the Finest on it?
Yeah, they've been different each year. They'll have the logo, and sometimes it's front and back. Sometimes it's like a full logo on the front.
And is this a Kickstarter that's going on right now, or it's, Indiegogo, right?
It's Indiegogo.
Okay.
We have not actually launched
the newest one.
The newest one, because we're still getting confirmation from the charity, so it's really unfair to launch before we can officially talk about it. It is a military charity.
Cool.
So we want to keep doing that.
Yeah, that's... Sounds
yeah,
like
it sounds awesome.
A good tie-in, I guess you would say. You know, G.I. Joe obviously is a fictional military organization, but, you know, to tie it to a real military organization works for them and works for you, because it's like, you know, why not? Everybody knows G.I. Joe. I mean, it's been around for 50-plus years.
Exactly.
Now, so.
So that's, I mean, that's kind of the heart of it. It's really... You know, we call it a labor of love.
Yeah.
There's people behind the scenes who are working on this. We don't get paid for our time. We have a couple of guys, Sean and Alex, who do the layouts for us. They do all of the kind of print work stuff, all the layouts for the calendar, for the cards. They don't get paid. The models don't get paid. And for the most part, they're if they can't get their shoot donated, they're paying for these photo shoots out of pocket.
Right.
So there's a lot of work involved from everyone, and it's a long process.
But I mean, for, you know, everybody talks about charitable organizations and that. I mean, you get to see how it works from the beginning to the end.
Right.
And it's like, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than people think.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, you know, big organizations will just throw thousands of dollars at charities. But for, like, you guys are a small organization.
Yeah.
And you're doing it and you're making the money you're making. I mean, $9,000 is a lot of money for...
Yeah.
A small organization to donate, but
There's
I mean, obviously, every little bit helps. But
Of course. In the Finest, we have around 300 members all over the world.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got most of our membership is in the United States, but we have members in Canada. We've got folks in the UK. I'm pretty sure we've got at least one member in Argentina.
Wow.
Okay.
So we're growing. We're growing by leaps and bounds. At JoeCon, the International G.I. Joe Convention, there were representatives from Hasbro there, and they actually, in their panel, they publicly mentioned the Finest, and they showed that, so we were kind of like, oh my goodness. And
they're doing, like, a few female action figures because of it, aren't they?
Okay, we can't...
I, you know, you think that.
Well, we've, in the Finest, we have something called Femme Trooper Friday.
Yeah,
okay.
Where... We take photos of, you know, our members who do the Femme Trooper costume, and, you know, we'll do different things and just kind of make it fun, just something to keep.
Right.
You know, it's a good hashtag Femme Trooper Friday. And this year they released that they were doing female troopers.
Yeah.
And it's really hard not to say, hey, I wonder if they...
Yeah, it's like, you got that idea from
them. Yeah, we know they're aware.
Yeah.
We know they're aware of us, and they've been really supportive of the club, and they've been really supportive of the charity as well.
That's great.
So it's, you know, we can't thank them enough, and we try to be very respectful.
Get them to do an exclusive figure next year for the charity.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, there you go. That's the $500 mark.
We've had some really interesting tiers for the charity. We've had girls make their props available.
Oh, wow.
I can't say what my costume's going to be, but I'm going to have a tier. I don't know if I'm going to make a prop or if I'm going to put together a package of stuff to send.
Yeah.
So
very cool.
You can get some fun stuff, and all the money is going to a good cause. So we do have to pay to produce the calendar and whatnot.
Well, sure,
but like
yeah,
I said,
yeah.
we don't get we don't get paid for this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, in a charity, there's always costs that are involved, but it's like, you know, it's all going to a good cause.
We are working really hard to get the cost down. We have a new vendor for the calendar this year who's local to one of our other members on staff, and they've already told us that they can get it cheaper than last year.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, anything that we can do to give more money is...
That sounds great.
Yeah, we're really trying to be super organized this year.
Yeah.
So. Cool. So where can people go to donate or learn more about the Finest and, you know, the Girls of the Finest?
We can't take online donations yet for the Girls of the Finest. The best way to keep track of the Girls of the Finest is to go to our Facebook account, which is just facebook.com/girlsofthefinest. And we are updating that now regularly again now that we're moving into campaign season. And as soon as we have stuff confirmed with the charity, it'll be posted. Okay. And then we will launch the Indiegogo page. If you want to go to Indiegogo.com, you can do a search for Girls of the Finest. You can see our old pages, and I think I sent those to you.
Yeah, we'll put all those links.
Yeah, we'll put the links and everything up on the show notes for sure.
And that'll give people a good idea of what the perks are and what we've offered in the past. So.
And when the next one launches, just like email me or email Johnny, let me know, and then we'll update everything on there as well.
Yeah.
And we'll make sure we tweet and Facebook.
Excellent, thank you.
So.
Yeah, we've had a lot of support from the community, and it's really overwhelming for us to put so much work into it, and then people react so positively to it. So. And especially because, you know, I'm the model wrangler this year, but I'm also in the calendar this year, so I'm really, really, really invested, and I want this to succeed.
Cool. So do you just have 12 models, or do you have, like...
Yep, we have 12 models. It's all new girls this year, which is, we pick based on costume and having a variety of costumes, because a lot of our female members do the Baroness, and we love the Baroness, and we love our members who do the costume, but we don't want to have a calendar of just Baroness.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's... What, like at least 25 different female characters in G.I.
There's a lot. If you look at like the really minor side
characters. I mean, just ones that I know. I'm not like a major G.I. Joe.
Oh,
you know, you got Scarlet, you got Cover Girl, you got Jinx.
Right,
you know,
Lady J.
Those are the ones I can name off the top of my head. But I'm like, you know, there's what's like at least 4 or 5 different Cobra females that I kind of remember vaguely.
Yeah,
so
we've got, we try to have a variety but we also wanted to cover, you know, geographically as wide areas we can too, because we have members. One of our girls this year, she's in England right now, so we're gonna have her be in the calendar. We've got somebody in Texas, someone in California. We want to show that we're not just all, you know, located on, you know,
so the Finest group is men and women there, right?
Yes, the Finest is open to anyone who is 18 years or older but we are a canon club, which means we are basically looking for costumes that have appeared within the official G.I. Joe universe. So no custom versions. I mean, we appreciate the creativity of the costumes.
Right.
And if a member has applied and been accepted and then they want to wear something that they've just kind of, like, a custom version, that's cool. But if you want to apply, it's got to be a canon costume. And if any of your listeners want to apply... they can do so at thefinestcc.com.
Okay.
And there's a link there, and
we'll put links to that in the show notes as
well.
Great.
So. But yeah, it's open to men and women. We have had people say, "Well, why aren't you doing a Men of the Finest?"
That's what I was about to ask. Is are you thinking about maybe doing that for the next year?
We have had some male members in the calendar. There's a Baroness and a Destro, and I think the Bomb Strike is she's got a Major Blood, like they think she's like choking him or something.
Yeah,
the Lady J was Punch and Flint.
Yeah, the Lady J. So
the homage to the comic cover.
Yeah. Last year the theme of the calendar was iconic covers. So but yeah, we said, well, if you guys want to do that, you can put together a group and we will do two separate things. We're not the staff at Girls of the Finest. We're not doing two calendars in here. That's too much. Too many calendars.
Sure.
But men are welcome to be in there with their female counterparts, I guess you would say.
We want it to be mainly the girls.
Yeah.
But we're not saying no dudes, you know.
Right.
So, it, I mean, it's got to make sense. You know? Well, we're not just going to have Duke in the background.
The Destro Baroness thing makes sense.
Well,
in
Zartan. In the first year, you had Scarlet and Snake Eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, Zartan with Zarana makes sense as a brother and sister, and, you know.
I don't know. Oh,
well, I don't think I've ever seen a really good Zartan cosplay anyway.
Oh, we've got some good ones.
Do you?
We have a Serpentor that is fantastic. He built the chariot. I think it's on the Segway or something.
Oh, wow.
He can stand on it. His wife does Pythona.
Nice. Yeah, I forgot about her.
Amazing. She looks like the figure, and it's super creepy.
Cool.
In a good way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've got some really, really creative folks.
Need to get a big dude to do Nemesis Enforcer.
I don't think we have a Nemesis Enforcer. It could be. I mean, we've got like almost.
Well, some of the. I mean, you know, like we've talked about, some costumes are a little easier. Even like, I mean, Serpentor. It's like it takes a lot of work, I'm sure, for that. But it's like you think about like Nemesis Enforcer, or Golobulus, or any of those where it's like more intricate, type stuff going on. I mean, you know, attaching wings to your back. We've seen a few Hawkmans. In our time, and it's like, oh boy, it's like walking through doors is not easy.
No. So. I'm trying to think of, I think, the most exotic, the guy that does the Serpentor, I think he's doing a Croc Master.
It's
really fantastic.
With a real croc.
Keep your kids away.
I love that figure. So, okay, Aaron was telling me about, Croc Master has crocodiles, right?
Yeah.
And it was the destruction of the Terradrome, right? And I was
no,
it what was it?
It was in the comic books when Cobra Civil War, when Cobra Commander had come back, and everyone who sided with Serpentor basically was thrown into a container and buried alive.
Oh, that's right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
In the comic books, so basically they killed off.
Yeah.
You know, it was Croc Master, Raptor.
Yeah.
Sure. Dr. Mindbender was in there, but he survived. Somehow Zartan was involved. So all these people who sided against Cobra Commander, he basically was like, well, you're all dead to me, buried him alive.
All right, so Croc Master's, he got it, all right? So he's telling me the storyline, and I'm like, who's going to take care of these crocodiles?
Yeah.
They have no one to feed them.
Like, you got serious?
I'm really worried. I got really worried. So I wrote Larry Hama.
Wow.
A letter. And I was, you know, and this was a joke, and thankfully he took it as such, but he wrote me back. And we have the letter somewhere.
It used to be framed in here.
Yeah.
I don't know what we did
with it. He wrote back and was, you know, I think they're self-sufficient creatures. They'll be okay. But...
Yeah.
You know, I was
you
like,
got emotional about it. Like, you're attached to
the
like, he was like, look, little girl.
Look, lady. Excuse me, I'm a 30-year-old woman.
It was like the water boy.
Yeah.
You know, how old are you, kid? I'm 30 years old.
Yeah. I mean, he's a pretty good sport. He's got a good sense of humor. So thankfully, he just didn't think it was like some creeper. Maybe he did. But he wrote me back. So.
That's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
I was really worried
so
about
So what of all the... costumes you've done, what's your favorite
of G.I. Joe or
of anything?
Just
anything
yeah
in general.
Just in general.
I really like Zarana.
Hellboy.
Okay.
Hellboy is clearly my favorite.
Now,
have you done
different iterations?
If you want
Zarana,
this to be published,
though?
It's gonna be no, I'm kidding.
You have to agree with them.
I've pretty much tried to stay true to the figure.
Okay.
I really like that aesthetic. She's just like a tough looking chick.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got pink hair, so.
Well, your hair's purple right now.
It is purple.
Cool.
It was pink for JoeCon, and then the pink wasn't, it wasn't right. So, although I've had people tell me they're going to get the trooper, and they're going to paint the hair pink. And
nice.
I was like, yeah, all right, that's cool. I'm going to have a custom,
You're gonna
custom
have action
finger.
Figures
yeah,
out there that look
you
like you.
I'm okay with that.
What you do. Get some. Make the action figures because you do awesome with the mods and everything.
He's done that.
So.
He's done that. And I have she's 12 inches. That Black Canary figure.
Black Canary, yeah.
And he got me a little tiny because I wear glasses.
Yeah.
So she's got little glasses on now.
Cool.
We bought it too. But no, I really like Mystique. That's a really and I like the comic, the white
right.
the white dress
right.
with the I love that skull belt. It's like my favorite. thing I've ever made is the skull belt, because it's so fun. And I'm shimmying and I can't see it, but you shimmy and the skulls
it's
move.
It's all the little bamfs that she stole from Nightcrawler.
Okay, so I don't know the artist that did it, but there was like a little meme of Mystique, and it was talking about, and there was a Smurf.
It was a cartoon somebody drew. I wish we did know the artist, that she was there threatening Papa Smurf.
Yeah.
And Papa Smurf and Brainy were standing there, and Brainy says, "Oh my God, Papa Smurf, look at the skulls."
Yeah.
And it's insinuated that she's killed all these other Smurfs. Yeah, because they're smaller skulls. Nice. Yeah. You know?
No, they're Nightcrawler's little band. Yeah. You know, she's like, you're not going to be my son. You're not going to get to have, all of you.
But it was, I think that one is, and it changes. Usually the costume that I've done last, I'm like, oh, that was my, I love doing that costume, so.
And that's just because you've grown as an artist.
One of my favorite
was
Chuckles, who is a male character, and it's like, you did it, and I was like, that's cool, that's a cool idea.
That was a lot of fun to do, the gender bend, and it went over really well. There was another...
Are there many people that do that, like,
gender bend?
Gender bend, like, characters, like, a male Scarlet, I'm thinking, like, is a
not as much in the Joe community.
Yeah.
There's, Joe does Spirit.
Okay.
There's another girl... her name's Scarlett, and she does Femme Duke.
Okay.
And we actually all dressed the same day, so there was three of us doing Femme version. So we do have a member that is working on a male Baroness, so it would be the Baron.
Ooh, yeah.
And
yeah,
he made some armor. It was really, and it he needed glasses, but it actually translated really well. Yeah. You're like, oh, yeah, I can see that.
That would be cool to have a female Destro with that
kind
of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll just go put that helmet on, the Pit Viper helmet.
Oh, you were telling us,
oh, man. Oh, I could put a wig on it. That would be horrifying. That's what I'm wearing to next JoeCon.
Sweet.
Lady Destro.
Cool. Destro. All right, so where can everybody find you online?
I'm on Facebook and Instagram at Mary Mercenary.
Because we learned you're afraid of Twitter.
I'm afraid of Twitter. I just don't get it. It's just, no, get off my lawn. I'm too old for that.
Do you have is there a Mary Mercenary website or just the Facebook?
No, just the Facebook is the easiest way.
Yeah.
So,
and the Instagram is just fun to watch.
Yeah, I like Instagram. It's kind of Twitter.
Yeah.
I just want to look at everybody's pictures.
Yeah,
that's what
it's there for. Is like, you know, our cosplayers, like, that's a good medium for them to, you know, show their wares. I guess.
And plus, it shows her process of making a lot
of
fun.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Cool stuff.
Take
like
the photos.
With,
like, this is what I'm working on today.
Yeah. With the wigs and stuff.
Oh, I love wigs.
Those ones I like.
I love the wigs so much.
Yeah.
I just got a Wendy Richter, from like old classic WWF. We have a group at Dragon Con, the 80s of Legends of 80s Wrestling.
Nice.
So it's this like awful 80s fluffy blonde brown wig, and I'm like, I love it. I want to wear it. I want to wear it all the time. So
nice.
I'm looking forward to it. You got to go to Dragon Con again.
Yeah. This year's Disney, so.
Maybe next
Dragon
year.
Con gets expensive. I think.
Oh.
Yeah. I spent over $1,000 there before. So
we cram like six people into our room and we don't eat and we bring or we.
I learned one trick
and...
like if you're not into the night stuff down there, like, you know, some people don't go drinking and partying down there.
Right.
So like I found a hotel outside of downtown. And then just drive in and pay like $5 for parking and spend all day down there.
Yeah.
And it's just fun. It's fun. It's just fun to people watch that show.
Oh,
right
now.
And that parade, I mean, you know, I don't know why every city doesn't have a parade like that parade. Because it's just, and it's Labor Day weekend, so that parade like fits into like what time of year a parade should be going on.
And we lucked out. It wasn't too bad hot last year.
Yeah.
I was really, because I was in Femme Trooper, so it's basically, it's, you know, that spandex cat suit.
Yeah, every year it seems like there's
really
a different kind of like weather pattern going on down there.
It was
there.
Nice. When we queued up, we were underneath a parking garage. So we were in the shade and it was kind of nice.
Nice.
So we had the Thunder Machine.
The
Dreadnought
group.
Unfortunately, the guy that built it, he's kind of moved on from that, so he sold it.
He's working on what, Mad Max cars now?
He's working on the Lone Wolf from Mad Max. It's really impressive.
Yeah.
He's I don't want to I don't want to bring up his name just because, you know, I don't know if he'd be cool with that, but
right.
Yeah, the Thunder Machine was awesome. The Lone Wolf is really awesome. He goes and does like Wasteland Weekend. I'm like, whoa, you guys are crazy people. So
I think that Thunder Machine was there when I was there, because I remember a Thunder Machine.
It's been there at least 2 years, because it was there last year.
You look at those vehicles that they do, and it's like, well, yeah, it's the same thing as the costumes. Like, how did they do that? It's that's a cartoon in real life.
Yeah. And it ran, too. I guess one year it stopped, and they had to kind of push it. All the dreadnoughts were, like, pushing it.
That's actually kind of funny, though.
That's even better.
Yeah, but
just have Thrasher in there waving while the rest of them are pushing him.
Mm-hmm. You!
doing the presidential wave there.
So you gotta go.
Yeah.
Cool.
Everybody should go.
Go. We're all, let's go right now.
Let's go. We'll just go hang out in Atlanta.
Right
until
Atlanta. Road trip.
We'll be there in August.
Well, thanks for having us up. We had a blast.
Thanks for talking
with you guys. And, you know, definitely the Girls of the Finest is for a good cause, and we don't necessarily know what the cause is yet, but we will, and we'll share.
It's a good cause.
Yeah.
It's good.
You know, and I mean, like we've been talking for the last hour, I mean, the cosplay, it's, you know, it's fantastic artwork, and, you know, it's really cool to see how you've grown and how you feel like you've grown in it, and we look forward to seeing what's next.
Yeah. I look forward to
Brian demands more Hell Girl.
Like I said,
Abe Sapien needs to be next.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
I could just
You could just throw that mask on.
There we go.
Back there.
I'm done.
Yeah.
That's done. Sweet. Blue cat suit and big mask. No.
Little backpack full of water.
Yeah,
you got it.
It's fine.
So.
Yeah, I don't, the door is not closed on doing the Hellboy again. I gotta get an airbrush, so I didn't have yellow contacts last time either, so
you gotta step up
the contact game.
There you
a little
go.
Bit.
Well, great. All right, so you know, like always, we're the Infamous Podcast. We are online, infamouspodcast.com, Infamous Podcast on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Johnny's online.
Instagram and Twitter, Johnny Podorf.
I'm online at Brian Tudor on everything. You're online at Mary Mercenary. You're online at Roma Collectibles. You've been quiet for the last few minutes.
It's not my... This is Sarah.
Yeah,
show.
I know.
Yeah. I talked at the last show. I'm just here to smile.
But,
look pretty.
Slow clap.
Yeah. Anyway, you win this time.
Winning.
Yeah.
But no, if you guys like what you hear on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play, definitely give us a 5-star review. Let us know how we're doing. We would appreciate that. And have a great time wherever you are listening.
Whatever,
to this.
Whenever.
Whenever, wherever, however.
I'm sure it's great.
Yep. Awesome. Any last words?
Have a good one.
Later.
Bye.